For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns, and this is Panther Preview, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly. Joining me, as he does every week with Panther Preview, is Beverly football head coach Andrew Morency. Coach, another, you can't say it enough, I guess, tough loss last Friday night to a good Demi team. We were just talking about it before we began the interview. It was back and forth, and, you know, it's a last-second kick. Was it 38 yards?
Yeah.
That's unusual in high school.
That's right.
But it was one of Damage's co-captains. Kid's been a leader all year long, yeah. Matt Dillon. And, you know, they expect him to make the play. I don't think many people in the fans thought, boy, can he make this?
Yep.
But he came through in the clutch.
He did. I mean, hats off to him. You know, he's a heck of a player for them. He not only kicks, but obviously he's on offense. He's on defense. He's one of their prime guys. And, you know, sometimes you got to tip your hat to your opponent. And Coach Nolan's a good guy, and that's a good program. So, you know, again, we lost a tough one, but it was to a formidable opponent.
You know, certainly we talked about it again before we began. As I was reading the story, the game story in the news last weekend, you can read in the lines of the reporters, the effort that your guys are putting out every single game. There's no quit. There's, oh, we're not having a good season. You guys are determined to win these games. And as I mentioned, you know, your co-captains, you know, Berry, Marshawn, you got McAlpine out there. I mean, these guys are all playing their butts off. Every single game that you can read it in how they're competing during the course of the game.
That's right. You know, the one thing that I will say is that you have a lot of leadership. You know, it's funny, they say about sports, they say sports doesn't build character, it exposes it. And I think that inevitably when you have a tough season, you start to see character kind of come through in the end, despite the fact that circumstances aren't going your way. And, you know, all the guys you just mentioned, the guys who not only during games give everything they have, but they're here on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, setting a good example for the younger kids, despite the fact that the wins and losses haven't worked out. So I'm very happy with our leaders, those key guys. And I just, you know, we're just going to continue to fight the good fight until we can put a W up.
You know, and looking at the scoreboard to this point in the season, a score either way in those five losses, you guys are on the plus side of the victory column.
That's right. You know, again, we're not far, you know, and again, it's almost become one of those things where you hope that the kind of the football rules of football, the football gods, so to speak, kind of inevitably repay you for your hard work. You know, if you continue with doing the basic tenets and the things that you know are what you should be doing, you just got to keep the faith. And, you know, we're learning lessons as we go. You know, it's not fun at times, but we definitely feel like we're getting stronger as we go.
Okay, looking at this week's opponent, Peabody, big game for both of you guys, yep, within the division. You're both both 1-2.
Yeah.
Okay, and Peabody has been sort of up and down Jekyll and Hyde,
yep,
so far this season in terms of their wins and losses.
Yep.
But the great tradition of Peabody football,
no,
Beverly football, once again is going to be a ripper on rocking evening.
That's right. You know, Coach Betancourt, I have a ton of respect for. I have a ton of respect for that program. They come out and play no matter what. You just look at last year. You know, I'll say the same thing I did. They're a tough physical football team. They care about what they do. They take pride in their city and the community. And, you know, Coach has built a positive culture over there where you see it. You see the guys playing hard like us. It's funny. They've played a tough schedule like us. They've played with guys, Masco and so forth. They've played with them at times. And I feel like we're very similar in a lot of ways. So I think as a football fan, you're probably going to see a good football game on this weekend.
DeMaio suddenly really emerging, even,
yeah,
more so than last year,
yep,
as the real leader of that, both offense and defense.
No doubt, man. He's the real deal. I respect, you know, what he does. You can tell he cares about his craft. He works hard. You know, he's one of those guys who you can tell not only with his physical prowess, it's kind of the little things that he does, you know, whether it's carrying out a fake or hustling and pursuit. You know, I ton of respect for him as a football player.
You know, and that carries over to the other guys in the team, especially like the old line are going to block. You know, a guy behind you is running hard. He's looking to make yards. You hold that block a second longer to give an opportunity to get through, much like with the Panthers here.
That's right. That's right. You know what? I think that you're looking at a Peabody football team like in individual players that aren't going to give up, and they're going to work hard regardless of what the score or what the circumstances. So, you know, we like to emulate that as well. That's who we're going to have to be from that this point on as well. So I think that, you, like I said, you're going to see two kind of similar teams going at it for playing hard regardless of score, of schedule. Regardless of record.
Great. Okay, Coach, so thanks. No, practice is about to start. Best of luck Friday night.
I appreciate it, Tim. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's been Indra Morenci, head coach of the Beverly Panthers, with this week's Panther Preview brought to you by the Gloria Food Store.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.